sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Tuesday, July 1st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line again open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to give a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that we're looking at as we move forward with this budget situation in Lansing is what legislation do they feel that they have to pass, that they have to deal with in order to continue governing, passing bills, laws, trying to get things done, working with this governor. Well, if you look at the news stories, things coming out of Lansing, there's really not a whole lot of legislation that is going through right now the process other than budget-related bills. As they wind down for summer, like Ian Murphy said, the Cherry Festival is happening right now in downtown Traverse City. Vicki and I had an appointment yesterday afternoon in Traverse City. People everywhere. Restaurants were packed. Tim Roberts, the owner of Patriots Relief, was even up and participated in the cherry pie eating contest. He sent me a picture, said he won. He was the champion. He said it was funny. It takes a fudgy from downstate to come up and be the biggest pig eating cherry pie in Traverse City. We'll have to talk to him about that on Friday's show. Yes, 4th of July, going to be doing a live show. Got some special stories lined up for you guys. Made the decision to basically do the show this Friday. So if you have any patriotic stories you'd like to share with me, please text them to me or email them to the radio station. The email is the call letters, WCHY.us, which is the website for the radio station, at gmail.com. Email me a story and I'll consider talking about it on Friday's 4th of July show. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting as we look at these various bills, other things related to the budget, like I said, there's not a whole lot of special legislation that's going to go anywhere. The ones that have been pushing these new bills that are being introduced, all Democrats in the House. Well, with the Republicans now in the majority, Speaker Matt Hall, some of these bills are probably not even going to be brought up for a floor vote. But yet, they're still introducing them. So we'll see where this goes, see if it's going to get any traction, but basically doesn't appear to be. We talked about the one bill actually introduced by a Republican that got shot down because the Republicans failed to support it. That was the one increasing the fines and the penalties for red lights versus yellow lights on school buses. As Officer Rick told us, as soon as you put your yellow lights on, they stay flashing until the bus stops completely and they open the doors, in which the lights switch from yellow to red. We appreciate that information as well. That's the kind of bills they're working on in Lansing right now. We got some national stories we're going to look at. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. One of the things that I find to be very interesting is the way Donald Trump is handling trade deals with these foreign countries. Well, Canada announced that they were going to implement a digital sales tax on companies in America that are trying to get their information technology into Canada. Well, Canada said they're going to hit them with a tax. Well, just basically 4 days ago, June 27th, Donald Trump said that he was going to end all trade negotiations with Canada. That's it. We're done. Well, guess what? The Canadian government is rescinding the digital service taxes to avoid stalling trade talks with the United States just 2 days after Donald Trump announced negotiations over the taxes is over. We're done negotiating. Ottawa says that removing the tax will put Canada back on track to reach a trade deal with the United States by July 21st. Basically, in 3 weeks. Well, when he said this last Friday, Donald Trump said ending all trade negotiations with Canada over Canada's digital sales tax, the DST, which would impact U.S.-based tech companies such as Amazon, Google, and Netflix. Well, Canada's reversed their course. Prime Minister Carney of Canada said in a statement where they announced the removal of the tax just 2 days later on Sunday. In our negotiations on a new economic and security relationship between Canada and the United States, Canada's new government will always be guided by the overall contribution of any possible agreement to the best interests of Canadian workers and businesses, said Prime Minister Mark Carney. Today's announcement will support resumption of negotiations toward a July 21st timeline that we agreed to at the G7 Leaders Summit just a week ago. During the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, back on June 16th, Carney and Trump agreed to reach a trade deal within 30 days. That would put it basically at July 15th. However, the DST imposed a 3% tax on revenue that tech companies earn from digital services provided to Canadian users. It was scheduled to go into effect yesterday and was going to be retroactive all the way back to 2022. This would have caused U.S. tech companies with basically a $2 billion bill to pay by the end of last month, June, yesterday. The Canadian tax had been an irritant to both Biden and the Trump administrations. Well, Donald Trump said, this is very simple. Based on this egregious tax, we are hereby terminating all discussions on trade with Canada effective immediately. He said this on Friday. We will let Canada know that the tariff that they will be paying to do business with the United States of America, we will let them know the new tariff amount within the next 7 days. Well, Trump administration has already imposed 25% tariffs on Canadian products through goods falling under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, even though those had been exempted. Trump also imposed blanket tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports. Trump very simply stated on Friday, the United States has a significant influence over Canada. We hold all the cards. We do a lot of business with Canada. they do most of their business with us. So very simply, you have to treat people better if you're going to get the same respect. Ottawa had been seeking new trade negotiation with the United States to minimize the tariffs that Trump's administration had announced earlier this year. Well, in announcing the removal of the DST, Canadian Minister of Finance Champagne said the move would allow trade negotiations with the United States to go forward. Canada's new government is focused on building the strongest economy in the G7 while standing up for Canadian workers and businesses. Therefore, rescinding the digital services tax will allow the negotiations of new economic and security relationships with the United States to make vital progress and reinforce our work to create job and build prosperity for all Canadians. Champagne had insisted up until recently that Ottawa wouldn't be putting the tax on hold. But after pressure from Canadian and U.S. business groups as well as U.S. politicians to remove the tax, Canada's Liberal government had said the tax is in line with similar measures from another number of other countries, and that corporations should pay their fair share of taxes in Canada. Well, their Office of Parliamentary Budget estimated this new tax would have brought in $7.2 billion over 5 years in revenue for Canada. Well, you want a trade deal? We're holding all the cards. Get rid of the tax, we'll do a deal. You don't get rid of the tax, we're done negotiating with you. We'll let you know what your tariffs are going to be. Well, that threat by President Trump on Friday changed Canada's views by Sunday. And today, now they're announcing that they will continue to negotiate and try to get a deal by the 21st, 2 weeks from this coming Monday. So we'll see where this goes. We'll keep following this story. But I thought it was pretty interesting how quickly they rescinded the tax. One other story, kind of interesting. Let's go with the big, beautiful bill. Let's get an update on that. The Senate version of the bill, the one big, beautiful bill that was passed in the House by one vote, has gone through some changes. Senators, yesterday morning, began a marathon vote dubbed as a Votorama to pass their version of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, where they're hoping to wrap it up today, July 1st. Legislation resulting from weeks of intra-party and bicameral negotiations among House and Senate Republicans would implement sweeping changes to United States policies, including funding over the next 10-year period to carry out President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. Trump hopes for final passage of the bill by this Friday, 4th of July. The Senate earlier approved advancing the legislation to the floor with a floor vote of 51-49. Two Republicans that voted against it was Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Tom Tillis from North Carolina. Well, Donald Trump immediately came out and said, you know what? It's time for Tom Tillis to be primary challenge next year in 2026. Well, with that response from the president, Senator Tom Tillis has decided he's not going to run for re-election. He's had it with politics. He's not running for re-election. So North Carolina will be getting a new U.S. senator. Well, Democrats are trying to stall this vote as much as possible. So they required, as requested by Senator Chuck Schumer, that the bill be read word for word, over 940 pages. Well, the Senate clerks and the assistants began reading the bill 16 hours to literally read every word of 940 pages. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office did a projection updating estimates that were released last Friday, June 27th, stating that the reconciliation budget bill, which touches on practically every area of American policies and budget, would increase the deficit by around $3.25 trillion. Although they admitted that this deficit would be reduced by newly generated tariffs being imposed by President Trump. So, bottom line, here's the major components of the bill. The 2017 tax cuts would be extended. Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 was Donald Trump's centerpiece of legislation done in his first term. The law slashed marginal tax rates across the board. Most brackets seeing between a 2 to 4% cut. Well, the bottom line, if these cuts aren't extended, tax rates would return back to the pre-2017 levels at the end of the fiscal 2025 year budget beginning on September 30th. Well, Republicans did not want the tax cuts to go away, especially heading into next year's midterm election. Senate version, child tax credit, is being boosted from $2,000 a child to $2,200 and would make the tax credit permanent. Taxes on overtime, car loans, and tips reduced or eliminated. So we're going to pick it up here on the other side. We've got a few more key major components of the Senate version. So we'll definitely continue this discussion after the bottom of the hour news break. Hour number three's news break, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.